Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm nationwide. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we're hanging out with Bill Seward. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Bill is the CEO of Adaptive Planning, and it's a worldwide leader in on-demand financial planning and reporting solutions, and teaching companies like you and me how to do a little better job of being more efficient with our capital, with our resources, and keeping up with how things are going on a little more granular basis, more professional basis. And one of the things that Bill and his Adaptive Planning folks do every quarter is to do a survey of you, people like you and me, and to ask you what's going on out there. What are you seeing? How volatile are things out there? Have things settled down? That kind of thing. And so Bill's here with another report. Bill Seward, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Okay, Bill, you're out with a new quarterly poll, aren't you?
Yes, we are. In fact, we're previewing those here today for the first time. This is a survey that we do every quarter. We've been doing it since really right at the economic crash back in the fall of 2008. So we actually have some very interesting data that we can compare quarter to quarter over the last almost year and a half.
And so what do you – give us an idea about some of the things that you're trying to find out from these folks. And also remind us who these people are you're going after.
Yeah, I mean, the survey approach is, I think, unique because we are really focusing on financial professionals. So that's the CFO and controllers, the people that really manage the finances of businesses of all sizes. So this is a pretty representative sampling of not only large businesses, but more importantly, I think, small and medium-sized businesses, which oftentimes don't get surveyed by a lot of the other, research that's done out there.
Right. And so you basically go into the folks who are really – close to the numbers. They don't get too emotional about things. They pretty much are, just the facts, ma'am, kind of folks, aren't they?
Exactly. I mean, I think this is a reality-based survey, and I think what's been very interesting, if you just look at it over time, it's actually been pretty predictive. In spite of what you might read in the media about, how the economy is doing in a given day, along the way, I think we've been intrigued to see really that this survey seems to be pretty on point in terms of what's actually going on out there and what you can expect next.
Well, and I report on a number of these surveys, some quarterlies and some monthlies, several monthlies, mm-hmm. every month. And so it's been interesting to me to see how consistent some of these different surveys have been. So let's get into yours a little bit. Tell us a little bit about what you were asking and what you were trying to find out.
Yeah, so the focus of our survey is really in a couple different areas. The first one is just an overall sense of their view of the economy, both in terms of where they are today versus 6 months ago, how they view the next few quarters, from a perspective of the recovery of the economy. Also, we ask them questions about jobs and also their optimism about their own business and what they're going to be doing differently going forward.
Mm-hmm. Do these people typically have a stake in the business? Are they typically managers who are not owners? Or do you have a way of knowing that?
Yeah, it's certainly. And certainly in small and medium sized businesses, they may well be
a
stakeholder. Larger companies, more just a senior executive.
I got you. Okay. All right. So what are they telling you?
Yeah, I think what's interesting here is if you just go back a quarter, the last time that I was on your show, one of the survey findings that time was a view that there was a risk of a double-dip recession.
Right.
At the time that we were talking about that, that was a surprise, I think, to many because, we were getting a sense that the economy was starting to recover. It was a step-by-step process, but there was reason for more optimism. This survey last time said, concern ahead. not quite clear that it's all going to be recovery going forward. There may be a step backwards before we move forward. And I think what's interesting is that was back in February, and
right.
Since then there's been a number of different challenging events out there, and I think that sentiment, it's been picked up in this survey. And so the headline today, I think, is not a lot of optimism.
Hmm.
I think what we're seeing here is, although it's pretty clear that the conditions have stabilized, we sort of hit bottom and maybe we've recovered a little bit, there's not a sense that people are, at least right now, slipping backwards, but not a lot of optimism in terms of speed of recovery.
Yeah.
I think that is quite concerning.
I see. Hold on to that thought, Bill. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to come back, and I'm going to try to squeeze a little good news out of Bill. I'm pretty good at this. But I'm not positive I'll be able to pull it off, but you want to hang around and see if I can. I know you believe in me, though, don't you? You know I'm fighting for you here, folks. You know I'm trying to find something to be happy about here. I'm Pollyanna, looking for the glad game, always, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Lots of good stuff there. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And also, when you get to the homepage there, click on our poll. Look on our poll there on the right and see what you think about the question and give us your answer and submit that. And it's easy that we won't know who you are. You're not going to have to give us you don't have to sign in. You don't have to give us your email address or anything. Just let us know what you think about the idea, and we'll report back with you on that. And so check all that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you're on Twitter, you want to follow me there. I'm at Jim Blassingame. Bill Silbert is our guest. He's the CEO of Adaptive Planning. We're talking about the survey that they conduct once a quarter, business volatility and variables poll that they conduct with business managers out there, especially the financial managers of companies, small and medium size. And Bill, as we went to the break, you were giving us a little bit of a touch of really kind of some unsettling news that these managers they don't seem to be trending in the positive direction, are they?
No, exactly. That's the issue here, and I think what we're seeing is a couple of things. One is, it may be more segment specific, so this is not across the board, but an increased number of the respondents are more pessimistic going forward than they've been in a while. And so one of the questions we ask is, how do you feel about 6 months from now? Do you think the economy will be better or worse? About a fifth, about 21% of the people said they think it'll be worse 6 months from now. That's double what it was a quarter ago.
That's the issue. It's not that only one out of five are negative. It's that 3 months ago it was one out of ten.
Right. Now, it's not as negative as it was in March of 2009, which was sort of the bottom.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're going to go way, way backwards. But there's just increased pessimism about what's going to be happening here over the next few quarters. And just there's a lot of bad news out there that is, I think, causing concern.
We've had a lot of things to go bump in the night since that last survey.
Yeah, I mean, I think
the sovereign debt issue has been front and center. It's gotten all the way down to Main Street. The global sovereign debt challenges, the euro problems. We had the flash crash of May 6th. We've got the BP thing that looks like nobody can fix this, and it doesn't seem to be getting fixed. We're not any closer than we were. We got continued report. I mean, there's a lot of ugly stuff out there right now. How much do you think that's affecting? Even though, you're polling people who are technicians. They're not emotional marketers. They're more technicians. But even though those people are human beings, they can't resist all this.
Well, it's interesting. We do ask them a question. What are you most concerned about over the next 6 months? And you can answer, check sort of several boxes. The top three are always the same, which is just overall demand for products and services, so sort of overall strength of the economy.
Yeah.
Second is always stability of the credit and financial markets. Third is the healthcare issues and the speed of reform and whether that will work or not and what impact that has on the business. But number four, really out of nowhere, financial instability in Europe. So over a quarter of the respondents have that on their short list of concerns from really that wasn't even an issue 90 days ago. And, you think a lot of businesses in the U.S. are just heads down focused on sort of local issues, but I think people are very aware that what goes on over in Europe has a direct impact on the strength of our economy and how quickly we can recover.
We're definitely connected, and I think it's starting to become clear to rank and file small businesses, Main Street folks, that there is a connection between the health of the U.S. economy and the health of our partners, especially in Europe.
Yeah, and I think, one move over there has a, rippling impact here. What happens in China, the strength of their recovery over there definitely has an impact on us here.
Well, I'll give you one example. If you're looking to vacation in Europe, a weaker euro is a good idea, right? But if you're a manufacturer or if your customers are manufacturers in America, then a weaker euro is not good for your business.
Right, all of a sudden your product's a little bit less competitive.
Exactly.
Because of something that happened 5 years.
And some of your respondents would be very close to that, wouldn't they?
They would.
Because they're in the middle, they're dealing with pricing. And
right.
and gross profit margins.
Exactly. And I think, it's this mix of things that has caused, I think the financial professionals to be just, uneasy, let's say, about where things are going. And that pessimism, I think, is impacting their own decisions as well. Because one of the other questions we ask is, are you planning on hiring more people? When are you going to start hiring? What's your view of the overall recovery in terms of jobs? And I think that has gotten decidedly more pessimistic here over the last couple
of years. So what are your people, are they saying that they're less likely to be hiring in the future?
Well, it's sort of at a top level in terms of the overall economy. When are jobs going to come back? When are you going to see a significant recovery in jobs? That date has been pushed out, and now we're looking at late in 2011, and very, 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 very high percentage, the highest ever, really pushing it way out to the second half of 2011. And then the follow-up question is, what about your business? And I think we were detecting a little bit more optimism three months ago in terms of perhaps.
So they were a little negative global on the macro level, but they were a little more optimistic on a micro level.
Yeah, 3 months ago they were.
And now, so what are they saying?
Now we're starting to see at least a portion of them saying, actually, we may have less staff 6 months from now.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it's not across the board. I mean, there are people that are staying with staff, and some that are expecting to dial it up. But there's also an increasing number that are expecting to have fewer staff. Actually, it was 29%, which is up significantly over what we've seen in prior quarters. And so
now is the summer of our discontent.
Indeed.
Not the winter, but our summer, sounds like, folks. Well, I'm still trying to squeeze some good news out of Bill. I'm going to keep trying, folks. We'll see. After these messages, I'm going to work extra hard. I'm going to double up my efforts over the next segment. So stay with us. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Bill Seward is our guest. He's the CEO of Adaptive Planning. Little Stones bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We're visiting with our good friend Bill Seward. Bill is the CEO of Adaptive Planning. SOWARD is how you spell his name. Bill, tell us how we can find you guys online.
Sure. We're at www.adaptiveplanning, that's all one word, .com.
And what do you do for your customers?
Well, we're in the corporate performance management space, so that's budgeting, planning, financial reporting. Companies want an enterprise-class application to solve their planning and financial reporting requirements, move out of Excel into something that's really designed for managing a business, not just a desktop productivity tool. So our businesses of all sizes, small, medium, large companies, are using our hosted solution as a way to quickly, get value.
You've got your own proprietary software that you help people with, don't you?
Exactly. It's all web-based and takes a couple of weeks to get it implemented, and you're up and running.
I've been doing a lot of work on cloud computing lately. Did a webcast last week on the topic, and you're a good example of that.
Well, the whole approach of pay-as-you-go, don't make a big upfront investment, get it installed quickly and not have to manage it yourself, is very compelling right now, where you're trying to just minimize cost.
Absolutely. And the updates are automatic. Every time you update something, we get it, don't you?
Exactly right. Go home on a weekend, you come back, and all the features are there, and it just works.
It gets better, yeah. So check it out, folks, adaptiveplanning.com, right?
Yes.
And you're working with anybody anywhere in the world?
Correct.
All right, so check that out, folks. Large or small, you got pricing for small businesses, right? For little guys,
you can get in for $600 a seat.
Wow! For how long?
That's for 1 year.
$600 a year?
Yep.
Per wow!
Seat, so basically per user, so it's very affordable.
Wow! So check it out, folks. Adaptive Planning. If somebody told you that they heard about you from me, would you sweeten the pot a little bit, Bill?
Huh? We would take good care of
you. You come up with something, won't you? You send them a nice note or something. You do something nice for them, won't you?
We should give that some.
Give it a shot, folks.
Idea.
At least just tell them you heard about it from me. Okay, Bill. I need you to help me out here. I need you to help me recover with my audience here a little bit. We need some good news, folks. Bill's been surveying small, medium-sized financial experts, financial planners, I should say, financial managers of companies, finding out how they feel about the economy, what's going on, what are they seeing. We've been getting a lot of tough news from you in the last couple of segments, Bill. I need you to help me out. What's positive in this thing? Surely there's something positive.
Well, I think what we're seeing is, even though there's a lot more uncertainty out there than there has been for a while, I think there's just an underlying resiliency here. I mean, we see managers just trying to stay on top of their game. We see a lot more companies doing a lot more planning and, replanning, reforecasting of what's happening, really trying to, get into the details of their business, understand what's impacting it, what's impacting cash flow, what's happening with their, new customers. How many people they should have on board, and really, managing this quite closely, doing a lot of what-if scenarios, understanding the impact of potential events out there, and really trying to just get through it, stay focused, work hard, and understand their business really, really well. And so there's a lot of, I think, underneath all of this, a lot of resiliency, a lot of perseverance that's quite evident. I mean, companies are surviving in spite of really difficult conditions.
There's no question about that, Bill, and it's a testament to the fortitude and the guts of small business owners, how much they believe in themselves. But Bill, there are things out there that are going on right now that the government is doing that just absolutely is bonehead. It's just unbelievable. For example, right now there's a bill that's in the Senate, and it's called the American Jobs and Close Tax Loopholes Act of 2010. You know about this bill?
Yeah.
Do you know about what they're trying to do with sub-S distributions? Subchapter S distributions, they're trying to make it this if there's one provision passes the Senate, it'll have to then go back to the House. They're members of Congress that are trying to get the distributions from a sub-S corporation to their owner to pay payroll taxes on those distributions, even though they're the same thing essentially as dividends.
Right, and you would think. I mean, this is the time where we're really, where small businesses need help.
Every penny of capital we have is precious, and they're talking about taking more of our precious capital away.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little bit.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff that makes small business owners say, "What? I'm uncertain about my future."
Well, I think what's frustrating for everybody is just given the whole banking thing, is there's a huge amount of focus on the banks and first on helping them recover and then, what's the right way to regulate them and all of that. And a lot of that's quite necessary. But at the same time, what really runs America and makes us great is the strength of small businesses and mid-market businesses and, what's in it for them.
If there's one thing we don't need is the federal government to be looking more like our enemy every day. And it seems like they are to me. Hey, Bill Sower, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
AdaptivePlanning.com. Folks, check that out when you get a chance. Bill will be back with his next report. Hopefully it'll be good news next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.